Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
The covenant God cut with Abraham was for generations. All the seed, every generation in their generation. And so we see the result of the covenant. Next generation, Genesis chapter 28. Isaac, somebody say, Isaac was blessed. Genesis 28 verse 1. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, you shall not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply thee that thou mayest be a multitude of people. Verse 4. And give thee the blessing of Abraham. Somebody say the blessing of Abraham. And give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. All right? So we saw Isaac, a recipient of the covenant. Now we see the next generation, Jacob, a recipient of the covenant. Remember Jacob, he worked for 14 years for old crooked Laban. And he wanted to marry Rachel, but he had to marry Leah first. And then he had to work another 7 years to get Rachel. And all this time, Laban was cheating him in his business deals. He was cheating him. You know, the spotted, the speckled livestock, all that situation. He was cheating him. But look at Genesis chapter 30, verse 27. Genesis 30, verse 27. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in your eyes, tarry. He's talking to Jacob. For I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for your sake. Come on, pause there a moment. The covenant of God with the seed of Abram, understand this. There are people around you, some of them don't have a clue, but they're blessed because of you. Amen. Amen. Some businesses are blessed because of you. Why? Because of the covenant. This is how the covenant works. Laban began to understand this thing. He said, listen, I understand that I am blessed because of you. Amen. He tried to get Jacob to stay there. Put that verse back up. For I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake. Next verse. And he said, appoint me thy wages and I will give it. And he said, And he said unto him, thou knowest how I have served thee and how thy cattle was with me. For it was little which thou hadest before I came, and is now increased unto a multitude. And the Lord hath blessed thee since my coming. And now when shall I provide for my own house also? So we see here how the covenant of blessing works. Ask the person beside you, do you know what it is you are carrying? Would to God that some of us would stop struggling in our mind and start trusting God. You don't have to understand it first. Understanding will come. It may not come in the morning. You know, weeping may endure for night, joy. It may not come in the morning. It may not come by Christmas. But tell somebody it's coming. Stop struggling in your mind. Follow God with your heart. Trust Him with your heart. I'm a covenant child. God, I'm covenanted with you. That means to be established, to settle, to put on a permanent basis. Genesis 30, chapter 30, verse 43. And the man increased, this is Jacob, exceedingly, and had much cattle and maid servants and men servants and camels and asses. In other words, all the cheating that Laban did to Jacob could not hinder or stop covenant.
Amen. Amen.
Hear me, church. Amen. All that you've been through,
Amen.
All that might be going on right now,
Amen.
No matter how bad it might look,
Amen.
Or how it might look messed all up and just no hope, nothing can stop covenant.
Amen.
When you stop, amen, and get your head out the way,
amen.
And start believing God,
amen.
Because this grace manifests through faith.
Amen.
It was yours before you got in the mess.
Amen.
It's yours in the mess,
amen.
And it'll be yours through the mess.
Amen.
Laban cheated Jacob something fierce, but it couldn't stop the covenant.
Amen.
Tell somebody, double for trouble. David was told, pursue, because you covenant. I'm going to cause you to overtake. And I'm going to cause you to recover everything.
Amen.
Remember, covenant means to have a fixed, unalterably, his covenant with his seed. Tell somebody, I'm getting it all back. Do you believe that? Now, do you believe that? Or are you just saying that because I'm saying that? Do you believe? Come on. How many believers? How many really believers we got? I'm getting it all back. This situation shall change. This ain't how I'm going out. My next chapter is my best chapter. I refuse to think any less. Amen. I'm not getting worse. I'm not going down. I'm going higher. I'm going deeper. I'm going further. I'm increasing by the grace of God. The kingdom has come. I am a child of a covenant. Somebody give him a shout of praise if you're a real child of a covenant. The covenant cannot be altered. God said it'll work in every generation.
Amen.
They didn't have a need for an automobile. Back then they lived in tents. But in 2019, in 2020, God said, my covenant will work with automobiles. My covenant will work with houses. My covenant will work with what you need in 2019, 2020, and on in every generation. Amen. They didn't need some of the stuff we need today. But God said, for every generation. Genesis 37, we see the next generation, Joseph. Chapter 37 of Genesis, verse 25. And we know Joseph was sold into slavery. It can't get no worse than that. Sold to be a slave. But that couldn't alter the covenant. Let me before we go there, I'm sorry, but get me 1 Peter 5 and 10. I would take a weight off somebody's shoulder tonight.
Amen.
1 Peter 5 and 10. But the God of all grace, remember, this is through grace, but by grace through faith. The grace will appear when you have faith. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after. He didn't say before. He said, after that you've suffered a while, will make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Because you are suffering a little something does not mean that the covenant ain't working. Sometimes God will allow you to go through. See fire. See, Jesus learned obedience through what he suffered. But once the obedience was learned, the suffering ceased. So if you are suffering, there's something God wants to get at or get out. Thank you, Brother Nate. Got real quiet here, nothing over here. I ain't hear a peep over here. Well, it's true anyhow. When the fire is burning, see, God is good working with fire. See, some folk get burned with fire, but God knows how to work with fire so that you don't get burned, but that the dross comes out of the gold and that the gold is purified. And once the gold is purified in that particular dimension or domain or season, suffering ceases. So he says, after that you've suffered a little while, God will establish, strengthen, and settle you. Amen? Amen? Amen. So we see Joseph, how he was sold into slavery. But I tell you what, for the sake of time, get me Genesis 39, verse 1 through 6. We know the story of Joseph, I think, fairly well. Sold into slavery, falsely accused by Potiphar's wife, put in prison. But none of that could thwart the covenant. Everywhere he went, people were blessed around him, even though he was in prison. When he was in Potiphar's house, when he was a servant, everyone around him. That's the strength of covenant. Genesis, what is it, 39, verse 1? And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had, he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew not aught that he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Look at the strength of covenant. Amen. Now, listen. Covenant always has two parties. God has done his part. Amen. Our part is through grace that comes to us to release our faith. Amen. That's your part. Amen. Joseph had nothing. He was in chains. But that word was working in him.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which